I'm really hoping that, for instance, the discussion of the Tesla turbine and all of these patents on his Flivver aircraft, that people follow up to find out what happened, because, you know, I don't know. I got my hands full at the moment. Why don't we each have our own, what are they called? Vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. Why are we still waiting until Daddy says it's okay for us to be as big as we're supposed to be? We're all supposed to be like Nikola, okay? Truly, we have been kept as children. We have been kept asleep. Anyway, I shouldn't keep interrupting. This is interesting stuff, huh? Now we see where the Jetsons came from. We had some old school folks doing the writing who were familiar with what Nikola had been doing, right? I guess the two world wars didn't wipe out everybody's memory of Nikola. So where are we here? Although tests of the Pogo were generally successful, the Navy decided not to put the plane into production. And of course, we're kept too busy to decide to do anything, but, you know, just try to keep ahead of the bills. The bills which shouldn't be there in the first place, okay? Created to keep us jumping through the hoops of the global statesman, Plato's tribesmen. Do we see this now? Spread the word globally. It is only globally that we can get free. We got to do this all together, helping each other globally. Anyway, so the Navy said no. The Allison engine, Navy evaluators felt, was insufficiently powerful. The design of the... And what happened to Tesla's turbine? You see, I mean, it's like this. We keep running in circles here. Tesla had the right sequence. If he hadn't been kept from us, we'd all have our private FTOLs right now. And we would be figuring out how to improve on the paradise we'd built around us. Anywho, the Navy decided the Allison 5850 horsepower T-40 turboprop was not sufficiently powerful, and that the design of the pilot's pivoting seat was inadequate to accommodate the radical changes of attitude required. Now, we got all these extreme skiers. I bet there's a couple folk who might want to test their skills on attitude shifts in their own private FTOLs. And how come Orville Wright didn't have to wait for permission to take flight? Seems like we keep getting less and less powerful by the day. We gotta hurry, folks. This is a hate that escalates the more we sit on our hands and wait. Wait for what? Okay? Prince Kane gave us the thumbs up. Let's run with it now, please. Spread the word. Use the technology Tesla gave us. So anyway, the Navy decided that pivoting seat was inadequate to accommodate the radical changes of attitude required. and the tricky, essentially blind landings were just too dangerous. I guess we better get the world working on these problems, huh? But the potential military and commercial advantages of a full-scale aircraft that could take off and land without benefit of extensive runways were too great to be ignored. Following the intriguing tests of the Convair and Lockheed machines, the international aerospace industry entered into a full-scale pursuit of the ideal FTOL design. Numerous ideas were tried. But by the beginning of the 1980s, the favored design was of an aircraft which did not itself change attitude on landing and takeoff, but whose engines were modified so that the direction of thrust could be rotated through 90 degrees. Two of the modern world's, goodness gracious, only took them 30 years to figure that out. Goodness. Too bad they didn't have all of us free off leash. It probably would, we would have reduced that time by who knows what degree. Anyway, let's see, where are we? The engines were modified so that the direction of thrust could be rotated through 90 degrees. Two of the modern world's leading operational fighter planes, the Anglo-American British Aerospace Harrier and the Russian Yakovlev Yak-36, employ this principle. Plainly, Tesla's Flivercom flying stove was a far cry from today's sophisticated, massively powerful VTOLs. And that's not a word I'm familiar with. So are they still called that, I'm wondering? Indeed, conceived as it was decades before the advent of the jet engine, the flying stove could hardly have been otherwise. But as the Convair and Lockheed experiments of the 1950s suggest, the Teslian concept was an almost inevitable first step in true FTOL research. That Tesla should have hit upon this idea at a time when the enterprise of aviation was in its infancy is astonishing enough. But if we can credit the Yugoslav magazine review, Tesla's VTOL concept may even have anticipated the advent of powered flight. According to this generally respected publication, there is information in the Tesla papers in Belgrade indicating that Tesla's first VTOL drawings, along with plans for rocket motors, were destroyed in the laboratory fires of 1895. The Nikola Tesla Museum in Belgrade contains, in addition to drawings of the aircraft, plans for an aeromobile, a jet-propelled automobile with four wheels, apparently designed for flying or for terra firma. His papers, according to museum officials, include calculations for horsepower, fuel, and other aspects, all of which lost their true value when Tesla passed away, unquote. In addition, they report that he left sketches of interplanetary ships. This information has not been made available to Western scholars. In more down-to-earth moments, Tesla designed specially mounted lightning rods and air conditioning systems, and wrote proposals for manufacturers demonstrating that his turbine could be operated on the waste gases from steel mills and factories. He never saw smoke escaping from a stack when he was not offended by the waste of uncombusted fuel that used up finite resources. While his imagination continued to soar with the future, the circumstances of his present became drearier by the day. And we're going to close with this comment on this. My comment: Tesla's experience striving against the headwinds of the injustice of power to realize visions that would provide the material foundation for our freedom and joy, our love and our fun, working tirelessly for us, for we who were to come, while being systematically, cruelly held back and trashed, demonstrates like no other the backwardness of class. It is time for us to claim our greatness, put nothing before it, prioritize our moral development, trust our inherent concept of justice, which lead to the evolution of humanity, and which comes, as Proudhon says, and Prince, when we commit ourselves to be ruled only by love. A love for self, a fierce commitment to the development of our unique gifts, given us by the infinite. Next week we'll continue chapter 20, Flying Stove, in Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time.
Now I see that you're the only reason to try. It don't matter who's right or wrong. I never wanna be the one singing this song that hurts this bad by tongue. I'm gonna stop this train and never get back on.
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 I just can't